What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truths, uplifting and positive news from more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere.
That's what we do here at the Positive Truth. I feel like we should tell everyone we're a three-day-a-week podcast. On Monday and Wednesdays, we focus on uplifting and positive news. Fridays, we talk about an issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. I feel like some people only watch the Friday video and never check out the Monday and Wednesday. So we gotta tell people
we got rolling. Our Monday and Wednesday episodes aren't very long. It's just straight positive news stories for you guys that don't check it out. We got a lot of people that definitely listen to them. They're real quick. We don't focus on one topic. We just kind of give you guys those positive news to start your day off. So if you guys want to hear anything like that, check us out on our podcast.
They're actually more popular than music.
Really?
Yeah. They get more views on the SoundCloud. That's the only one we can check.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Well, that's cool.
Cool. We have a hell of a topic today and not a lot of time, so let's get into it.
Sure.
This is the follow-up to a couple of weeks ago, which is basically, why the hell does healthcare cost so much?
I like that. Let's add that. Why the hell?
Why the topic is an issue is because we're spending almost 20% of our GDP on healthcare, or $3 trillion a year.
You said that with a T, guys.
With a T. That's 3,000 billions. We're spending 3,000 billions a year on healthcare, and we're getting worse. We're spending that much on it. We're getting some of the worst healthcare despite spending the most.
That's crazy to me, too. Doing this research, I realized we're not on that list to be one of the top healthcare countries, but we pay the most by far.
Not even close. So let's review before we get into this. So healthcare used to work before basically Obamacare. Basically, it's the worst kind of universal healthcare. Like, you break your arm, you go to the emergency room, you can't pay it off. Everyone else pays for it. 60% of people in America get their healthcare from basically private insurer through their employer. The rest is through like Medicare, Medicaid, and the Veterans Service, where they just don't have any healthcare. Obamacare only makes up for 6% of the people in America for their insurance. So do you feel like we should cover what Medicare covers right now? We're gonna talk about it later.
No, for sure, no.
So Medicare is basically for 65 or older. It's the closest thing we have to a single payer healthcare system. It's the cheapest, it's the best. It costs us about $500 million a year, but it's the closest thing America has to like universal healthcare. We also have Medicaid, and Medicaid is ridiculous, especially the myths and perceptions about it costs Americans about $400 million a year. You qualify for Medicaid if you're basically at the poverty line, but the poverty line is so low and it's different state to state, it's absolutely ridiculous. Just to give an example of how widespread Medicaid is, 1 in 3 children in America and 1 in 3 births in America are covered by Medicaid, which means they're too poor to get insurance.
Right.
In 2014, to get Medicaid, to qualify if you were a couple, the only way you could qualify is if you made less than $3,500 a year. So if you were, yes, Tim.
That's impossible. Like, who?
If you're in, yeah, and you still wouldn't qualify for it. So it's different in each state. So with, like we talked about in the last episode, Obamacare was supposed to cover that, supposed to expand Medicaid. But in 2012, there was a Supreme Court announcement. It was like, you can't do that. Only the states can do that. So most of the red states didn't expand Medicaid, which made things much worse on the populace. So yeah, healthcare in America.
Nice little review there.
So let's get into it, Tim. Why does healthcare cost so much?
Well, the first thing that I found was administrative costs. Now, most countries don't have to deal with this because they don't have so many people working in hospitals like we do here in the United States. But the number one reason our healthcare cost is so high, says Harvard economist David Cutler, which all the research that I did, I kept running into this guy's name, you know what I mean? So I had to definitely use some of his research. And it says that administrative costs of running our healthcare systems are astronomical. About 1/4 of healthcare costs is associated with administration, which is far higher than any other country. He even used an example. There's about 1,300 billing clerks at Duke University Hospital, which only has 900 beds. They have more employees than you have beds in the hospital. That's a big reason why healthcare costs so much here in the United States.
Yeah, I got that too. I mean, what's crazy is like US has below average supply and utilization of like physicians and hospital beds. So like there's this idea like we as Americans, we go to the doctor too much. Like we actually go to the, we have less physicians than almost every country. Like we have 2.4 physicians per 1,000 people, while like Japan has like much higher rate. And like when we do go to the hospital, we leave earlier. And we take the least amount of visits, 3.9 per capita than any other country except Sweden. So we have the least number of doctors.
Okay.
Even though like we have even
an enormous amount of clerks.
Yeah. So we have like the least amount of doctors and we go to the doctor the least. And on top of all that, like we have the least amount of beds. Like that's crazy, right?
We're spending trillions of dollars without beds and doctors.
And why are people not going to the doctor? Because it costs so damn much.
Exactly.
So if you break your arm and you don't have a copay, like you don't have insurance to cover it, you being in the hospital might cost you $13,000 for a week.
For a broken arm.
Like, I can't afford that.
Absolutely.
That's ridiculous. Keep going, Tim.
Man, next one I have is drug costs. Another major difference in healthcare costs between the U.S. and every other developed nation is the cost of drugs, basically. The public definitely believes drug costs are unreasonable. Now, politicians are starting to believe that as well. In most countries, the government negotiates drug prices with the drug makers. But when Congress created Medicare Part D, it specifically denied Medicare the right to use its power to negotiate drug prices.
But it's not just that. So it's everything. It's like hip surgeries, getting an MRI, everything's too expensive.
100%. I definitely have that.
Keep going then.
I have defensive medicine, expensive mix of treatments, which, you know, that goes into like what you were saying, MRIs. More people use MRIs here than every other country in the world. We use it. I have a statistic. It was ridiculous. 31% more C-sections than other countries in this world. It's waste a lot of unnecessary money. And go ahead and go into your spiel about MRIs and treatments, hip surgeries.
So in other countries, like what they do is the government, they negotiate the prices of all the hip surgeries, all the drugs. So they walk in and they go, listen, most people are under a single payer health program sponsored by the government. If you're making hips, you got to make this hips safe and you got to make them cheap. And so what they do is all the people that make like hips for hip surgery, they got to compete against each other. They got to make sure they're safe and they got to make sure they're cheap. The government picked those. So hip surgery is just much cheaper there. Same thing for drugs. Like if you get Lipitor, like the average US price over a month is $124. In New Zealand, it's $6. In Canada, it's like $12. Because what happens is like we negotiate the prices. So I need a drug to live or die. Like, I'm in no position to negotiate. If it's $7, I'll pay it. If it's $125, I'll pay it. Like, you have to or you're going to die. And if you can't pay it, you're going to go bankrupt. Over 50% of the bankruptcies in America are due to medical costs. Now, on top of that, like, every other country, they have protected costs. So, like, MRIs here are on average $1,000-something. In Japan, they're $150. In Netherlands, they're $319. So what happens is, like in here, MRIs have just gotten more expensive. Everywhere else, it's like you start here and you go down. Like this isn't a new technology. Everyone's getting it now. All of this stuff should be going down. But there was a cancer drug that came out in 2001 and it was like the new breakthrough. It's gonna help everyone. It costs four times more now than it did in 2001. I don't know about you, Tim, but most people's wages haven't increased fourfold since then. But every other country has went down because the governments are negotiating the prices and they're making sure like you have to drop that. That doesn't happen here.
You're absolutely right. And it would be nice, you know, if our government stepped in and was like, hey, you know what? This is way too expensive. Let's even this out.
We would have to have a single payer system for most people. And most people don't want a single payer system for most people. This topic, there isn't really an easy solution.
I hear you for sure.
Keep going, Tim.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and go back to defensive medicine real quick. Another big driver of the higher U.S. health insurance bill Sorry about that.
Let's go again.
Well, I'm gonna go back to defensive medicine really quick. Another big driver of the higher U.S. health insurance bill is the practice of defensive medicine. Doctors are afraid that they will get sued, so they order multiple tests, even when they are certain they know what the diagnosis is. That's ridiculous to me.
And these tests cost more.
Exactly. Americans, we use specialists three times more than anybody else does in the country. So if we have something wrong with our hip, we're getting a first opinion, a second opinion, and a third opinion from these private doctors, which they cost extra because they're specialists. They can charge you more because this is what I focus on. So, hey, if you want to come over here, you have to pay about $500 more, $5,000 more, depending on what you're looking at. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Whenever you can go to Spain and get a surgery over there, the flight there and back, the hotel stay, everything that you're doing over
there,
it's
cheaper.
Way cheaper than doing it here in the United States.
What's funny thing is, like, we're America, this is capitalism, all this other stuff. We can't buy prescription pills from other countries. So we know all these pills are cheaper everywhere else. Mm-hmm. So if you're in Toronto, if you're in, like, Ontario, and you're on one side of Ontario, and you're in Canada, and a drug costs $20, and you cross it and you go to New York, and it's $200, like, it's illegal for you to buy it over there and bring it back. So it's not like, my shirt says made in China, but we're forced to say in the small market for drugs.
It's kind of a
ridiculous.
Man, more than ridiculous. It's like a trap.
Basically. And so, like, if you don't have your insurance through one of these major companies, like, you're pretty much screwed. But the problem with that is, like, that doesn't push innovation, because, like, if you're starting a small business, it's like, I'm not gonna have any good health insurance. I have kids. Like, that's just like, I don't want to do this because I know I want to have health insurance for my kid. So then you're like, that doesn't push small businesses. That doesn't help them. Doesn't push innovation. It's just all bad. And then we're spending all this money and we're getting less results.
It doesn't sound too positive.
Like, it's just too expensive.
Agreed, man, agreed.
I mean, on top of that, like, there are people that benefit from this. Like, the people in medical sales, the doctors, the nurses, they all make decent amount of money here because everything costs so much here. So if you're selling prescription drugs or you're selling medical equipment, that's a damn good job. You go to school for that job. So, I mean, it hurts the majority.
It helps
minority.
I like this quote that I looked at. It was George Halverson. He said, prices are made up depending on who the player is. And that's absolutely right. These doctors and stuff, some of these doctors, they get a check if they prescribe you this medicine versus this other medicine. It can be the exact same thing. The other medicine can actually be better, but hey, if I prescribe this to you, I'm gonna get, you know, $500 here. Hey, go ahead and take this. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Tim, I totally forgot about something. You just reminded me.
Go ahead.
I'm so happy. So, you know, I work in a fine dining.
Yes, sir.
So we have, like, these pharmaceutical parties, right? And what they are is they bring in the doctors and the nurses, and they, like, sell them drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And they buy them a meal. Like, you can have whatever wine you want. You got a free meal. Here's an app platter, all this other stuff. And then they talk about the drug for like an hour. And then they say, but no questions till the end. It's just like, this is ridiculous. And so they've leveled it off to where, like, it used to be they could spend as much as they wanted to convince these doctors. Now it's like, oh, you can only spend a few thousand dollars. Still kind of crazy. Anyway.
No, that's awesome, man. That's also part of branding. That goes right into what my next one is. I mean, these people that are making up these prices are the people that are selling it. So they're hyping it up to these doctors because this is their brand. They can make their brand as popular as possible, even though we're talking about healthcare. We're not talking about, you know, athletic clothing or anything like that. We're talking about healthcare. If we can make this look as cool as possible, where people want it, where it's popping, you got a nice commercial that even looks cooler, even though your side effects will do you way more damage than what your problem really is. Doctors like it. I'm gonna get a bonus for it. Why not? It's crazy.
I mean, even if all these drugs work, the fact that there's no limit on the pricing really hurts the consumer.
Absolutely.
And then, like I said, there's no, like, real solid answer to this, but to give an example of how much more doctors make here than in other countries, if you adjust, like, the cost of living, doctors still make, on average, just primary care doctors, 25 to 50% more, and specialists you were talking about make on average 200,000 more. So, yeah, like, that's crazy.
there definitely has to be a bar there. That's definitely my personal opinion. I won't speak on it too much, but there has to be some kind of limit.
But the thing is, like, we as a country don't want a single payer system. So if we don't have a single payer system, how are we going to defend ourselves? Because we need someone else to do that. Like, we can't defend ourselves on our deathbed. If someone's like, hey, this cancer drug costs $2,000 a week, even though we know we can't pay it, it's either do that or die. Or you can be like, oh, well, I'll just go in a hospice and die. That way my kids can have my inheritance. We shouldn't live in a country where that's possible. We shouldn't live in a country where it's like, I need to travel to get better health care.
That's the country we live in, unfortunately.
What's crazy is, like, healthcare, like, we're summarizing this very quickly. This is not an easy topic. Like, I was watching all the videos. I was watching the Vlogbrothers. There's a wonderful YouTube channel called Healthcare Triad.
I watched that one.
It's like every different level of healthcare for like every country, how all of them are different, all these costs, all this other stuff. Some people are blaming obesity. They're like, no, obesity doesn't add anything. It was all this other stuff. But the best, like, one I saw was a lady. She wrote a book called basically about healthcare system. She was like, if you watch a video about how healthcare works, on average, it's like 12 minutes. If you Google the theory of relativity, on average, it's like 3 minutes. That's how complicated and how badly efficient, like just inefficient, our healthcare costs are. So if you go to the doctor, like, they'll charge you for anything. They'll charge you for just saying hi.
Right.
So you're getting charged for like walking through this door, getting this, getting billed over here. And it's like a 12 minute video. It's like, why can we explain pre-calculus better than we can explain our healthcare costs? And then on top of that,
America.
On top of that, we're not getting better, like, rates. We're not getting healthier.
We're not getting healthier. We're spending more money.
We have lower success rates for like 5-year cancer survivors. It's just kind of ridiculous.
I think we're ranked like in the 30s when it comes to healthcare for all the countries that it's just ridiculous.
We have 1 in 3 people, like I just said, like born in Medicaid.
We have to change, man.
But there's no simple solution. Like on the healthcare triad, they said everything comes with a trade-off. Literally everything. So Bernie has a plan, Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
He was like, instead of having Medicare for everyone 65 and older, we should have Medicare for everyone, period. From the day you're born to the day you die, you get a single payer system that you're optioned to. You can still leave it and get private insurance somewhere else. But like that right there will cut costs. Because Medicare was really effective. It's cheaper than everything
now.
But the problem with that is the trade-off is massive. Because if you do that, you cut healthcare spending. If you go from spending 18% of our GOP to like, you're just going from $3 billion to $2.5 billion. Your nurses are getting paid less. All the medical salespeople are disappearing. Doctors are getting paid less. Everyone in the medical field takes a pay cut.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's where you have to be a little bit more specific where you're cutting from. Like having 1,300 clerks in a hospital is ridiculous.
But Tim, people go to school.
You're absolutely right.
For years to be a nurse. And then like you get, oh, you're going to change the healthcare system. Oh, now I'm getting paid 25% less.
You're absolutely right.
And you're not like, no one's ready for that. No one's prepared for that kind of like net loss. And you think about how expensive school is. You have how many student loans?
Absolutely.
And you're a primary care doctor, you have $400,000 of student loans, and all of a sudden your pay is getting cut by half, even though everyone's getting more healthcare. And now you're like, oh, well, I'm never gonna pay this off. So you need to just have people getting out of the field. Like it would be a massive hit. Any other thing like, oh, we should just level off costs. Like it should only cost this much. There's ways to work around the system. Like there's no one simple solution for this.
It's gonna take a lot of different ideas. It's gonna take a lot of people discussing it. It's gonna take people talking to the politicians. You're absolutely right. There's no one
simple solution.
Especially hearing everything that you're saying. You're absolutely right. There's not one simple solution, but something has to be done because we can't continue to waste this amount of money and expect our country to get out of debt, expect our country to take a step forward.
Just have better healthcare. That's why like the current GOP like can't like figure out what to do with the Affordable Care Act. Because they know like, oh, this is not a long-term solution. They know most people don't like the Affordable Care Act for other reasons, but what do you replace it with? You have to replace it with like cost control. You have to like lower the legislation, like cost like these pills less. You're taking money out of someone else's pocket.
Exactly.
And then how do you regulate a whole entire industry that they basically monopolize?
They definitely monopolize. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
There's how many hospitals? There's only like four companies that provide insurance. They have no competition. So how do you demonopolize a market while keeping everyone happy, while increasing insurance for everyone?
You can't.
There's just no solution. We're gonna have to take small steps forward and do slow changes, because if we just do something overnight, there's gonna be a lot of mad people.
Chaos, for sure. For sure. I hear that though, man. So these small steps, we just gotta take a lot of small steps, keep talking to our politicians, and fight for what we believe in.
Fight for what's better for everyone, not just for a few.
I hear that.
Yeah.
I think you covered that in. Got that right.
Do you have anything else? I know you got the bottom line.
No, man, mine's basically just, you know, talking about politicians aren't involved and we got to get them involved and we got to talk to everybody. I mean, it's basically everything that you're covering right now. I definitely, after doing this research, I was frustrated. I'm not going to lie to you. I just wanted to talk about it on the podcast real quick. I was frustrated looking at like how much unnecessary money we spend, which, I mean, I've already known that, but just looking at, you know, statistics and the facts, it hurts, man. There are a lot of people going without healthcare. A lot of people, like you said, that can't afford to go to the doctor. Oh, I have a broke. I had a kid on my cross country team. Broke his, or a girl. She broke her foot, broke her ankle anyways, walking off a curb. Long story. Walking off of a curb. And she couldn't afford to go to the hospital. Like the, her, I had to talk her parents into taking her to the hospital because they're like, we just can't afford that bill. Can we just wrap it? Is there anything I can do? What if I just ice it? And it's whenever you're
doing. You ice the broken bone.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like it swelled immediately. Like boom. And this little girl is tiny. You know what I mean? So it. It sucks that people have to question going to the hospital for an emergency because it's so expensive.
And like the thing is, there's this idea like, oh, the government benefits from single payer healthcare. Like, no, they don't. Like a third of Americans, like they're not getting insurance through their company. And yet they're spending like 2/3 of our GDP on those 1/3. Like if you can't afford your healthcare bill, it comes off on the government and on us. We all have to pay that. So if we don't fix the system, it's going to bury us in the long run. And we gotta fix it then and now. Like there's a lot of people who are like, oh, we're so obese. That's why we got such expensive healthcare. Like that's not it. There are other countries that like spend, like they have higher tobacco rates and they still have longer lives than us. It's just ridiculous. But there's no real solution. So we just need to be knowledgeable and take those small steps forward. Because if we just keep on taking steps backward or just keep treading in place, eventually we're going to drown. You can't just tread in place in the middle of a swimming pool all day. You'll eventually get tired and we'll be able to make it to the other side.
I hear that. I think this is a very good subject that we talked about. And I'm glad that we're bringing it up, bringing a little bit of awareness to people. Because I know a lot of the stuff that I read and a lot of stuff that I'm hearing, stuff I did not know. Feel like I want to do something about it. Does that make sense? Like I feel pretty motivated to like, if I have an opportunity to talk to, you know, any type of politician about healthcare and what we can do to make it a little bit easier, like I want to do that now. So I'm glad that we were able to bring this up, JP.
And like I said, this is like a quick rundown. This is super complicated. There's not just one reason why everything costs so much. They're just, look it up online, healthcare triad. Yeah. There's not one easy solution. We just briefly covered it.
For sure. I mean, yeah, like you said, we can go, you can for sure go into it more and more and more. But overall, I mean, you guys are going to have to do your own research when it comes to what solutions can we do. And that's on you guys.
And everything comes with a trade-off.
Exactly.
So every time we increase healthcare in one place, it's going to take, someone's going to have to lose something over here.
Absolutely. We got to find a happy balance, and we can't do that unless we bring up a conversation. So now, it's up to you all. It's up to the listeners, the viewers, and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Tim, do you have a positive quote?
Yes, sir. A positive quote of the day is, but before I say that, make sure you guys are following us on all our social media platforms. If you want a t-shirt, email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com and all that good stuff. But our positive quote of the day is, respect other people's feelings. It means nothing to you, but it can mean everything to them. Roy T. Bennett.
On that, we're out.
Stay positive.